parting words tonight from the late editor, James Bellows, who died last week at age 86. Print the news and raise hell. Bellows liked to do both. He was a newspaper editor who wasn't afraid of reporters or competition, or it would seem, much of anything. He took struggling papers and remade them. The New York Herald Tribune, the Washington Star, the Los Angeles Herald Examiner, always taking on the bigger, grayer papers in those towns. This was the man who, after all, dubbed the L.A. Times the Velvet Coffin. Ever the inventor, Jim Bellows. Q&A on the front page, that's him. New journalism, he set the stage, unleashing Jimmy Breslin and Tom Wolfe. Hot gossip columns, psst. Everyone listened to the ear column at the Washington Star. And Bellows had quite an ear himself. He gave author Gay Talese a piece of advice about his landmark book, Thy Neighbor's Wife.
I said I was writing this book about sexual mores. He said to me, encapsulating what I didn't know I was doing, he said, you know what you're doing? You're reporting on the American bedroom.
Bellows once assigned writer Tom Wolfe to cover a Moroccan king's New York shopping spree. The spirit that kept him going was curiosity and a love of news. I'd say, hey, haven't heard that one before. Wouldn't that make a great story? Those are our parting words tonight from the late James Bellows. This is All Things Considered from NPR News, and I'm Jackie Lydon. Hope you find a great story this week.